We were talking to Catherine Finucane yesterday after the British government ordered a public inquiry into the murder of her father in 1989 at his Belfast home by loyalist paramilitaries, facilitated by British security services. Today, the family of Sean Brown will find out if there will be a similar inquiry into his abduction and death in 1997, also by loyalist paramilitaries, when he was locking the gates at Ballaghy Wolf Tone's GAA club in County Derry. An inquest into his killing began last year, heard that up to 25 people, including state agents, were linked to the murder, but the coroner, Mr Justice Patrick Kinney, stopped it in March and called on the then Secretary of State for a public inquiry. Niall Murphy of KRW Law in Belfast represents the Brown family and joins us now. Niall Murphy, good morning.
Good morning.
It took a very long time to hold an inquest into Sean Brown's death this year. Why didn't it finish?
There were very specific reasons. We had waited since the death in 1997 for the commencement of the inquest, which did start in March 2023. Mrs. Brady Brown gave very emotional evidence as to her recollections on the evening, and our hopes were high that at long last, after a protracted disclosure period, we would be able to convene the inquest. However, sensitive disclosure, which really touched upon the core issues engaged in the extent of the collusion, were not disclosed to the next of kin. Basically, what happened was that MI5 and the Chief Constable applied for five public interest immunity certificates, PII certificates, on the grounds of national security. That led to series of lever arch folders being disclosed to the family, which were wholly redacted, every single page blacked out. And really, the coroner felt that he, having read that redacted material in its raw form, he felt that he could not discharge the state's international legal obligations to be compliant with the European Convention of Human Rights. And he issued a direction that that the inquest could not conclude appropriately, and that, in his view, the only legal mechanism that the state had to discharge its international legal obligations was a public inquiry.
I'll get on more to the inquiry in a second, but what did the coroner find out in terms of the role of British forces in Sean Brown's death?
Well, that's what we don't know, and that is at the heart of any inquest. And it must be borne in mind that the gold standard in any investigation into a murder is a criminal prosecution. And of course, the Brown family did not have a criminal prosecution. And their fear is that state agents were protected by the RUC from arrest, prosecution and conviction. So it is in those circumstances, which are unique and exceptional, it is in those circumstances that the importance of an inquest and now a public inquiry must take place. There have been other investigations into the murder of Sean Brown. It was originally investigated by the RUC. That went nowhere for reasons that we now know. The police ombudsman investigated the case and found grave failings with the original RUC investigation. We now know that that pony investigation was lied to. Newell alone found that there were no state agents. Mr Justice Kinney found in the sensitive disclosure, and we only know this by way of a very broad gist, a summary of the information, that of the 25 suspects in the murder, several of them were state agents. So we now know that the police ombudsman was lied to. Newell alone directed a reinvestigation by the then relatively newly incepted PSNI. The Brown family invested their full faith into that investigation, and as did we as legal professionals, and they did their best. However, we now fear that that PSNI investigation was lied to on the basis that state agents' roles were not disclosed to that police investigation. And it has to be said that the Irish government actually had a supervisory role in that reinvestigation, and therefore the Irish government have been lied to. So the situation which pertains to the murder of Sean Brown is wholly exceptional and very, very unique.
Whatever about the call from Patrick Kinney, the coroner, and whatever about the decision this week by Hilary Benn and the British government to order a public inquiry into Patrick Finucane's death. Have you any reason to believe that the Browns are going to get one too?
Well, I do. In fact, my expectation is that a public inquiry should be convened today. That is our
No, I know you believe it should be, but have you any reason to believe that it will be?
Well, my expectation is premised on two things. One, all of the sensitive material which discloses the role of the state in the murder of Sean Brown has been read in its raw, unredacted form by a High Court judge. A High Court judge, in his view, considers that the only mechanism to investigate Sean Brown's murder is a public inquiry. And further to that, and again, exceptional, the Chief Constable, John Boucher, has written on the public record in a letter dated the 22nd of November 2023 from the Crown Solicitor's Office to say that, in his view, if the family seek a public inquiry into Mr. Brown's death, PSNI confirms that it does not dispute that a public inquiry, which would have the facility for closed hearing to address such issues, would be an appropriate method to continue the investigation in the death of Sean Brown. So the Chief Constable does not object. A High Court judge actually expects and has requested that one be convened. It would be a disgrace if Hilary Benn were today to tell an 88-year-old widow that there would not be a public inquiry.
Niall Murphy of KRW Law in Belfast, thank you very much for speaking with us.